Krisus Perek Dal Mishnah Aleph. We're going back to the halachos of a chiyuv chatos, but now we're going to be learning the halachos of an oshem tovah. Let's chazer over again the basics that we've had. A person is chayav a korban chatos when he eats chelev, for example. The last perek we had a lot about biyos asuros. We'll use the case because that's mefurish in the Mishnah of achilas chayav a krisus. The only achilos that are chayav a krisus is chometz on Pesach, Noisor, Tomesh Ochlas HaKodesh, and Sofek Chelev, and Dam. So we'll talk about Chelev, because that's the case of the Mishnah. He has a Sofek if he ate Chelev or not. The only time he can be Chayv HaChatos is only Oyhoide Olov Chatosoy. After there's a Yediyah that he was Nichshal and he ate Bishoygig, then he's Chayv HaKorban Chatos. At the point that he doesn't know but there's a Sofek, he's Chayv HaKorban Oshem Toloi. Korban Oshem Toloi means that he did something wrong. Maybe he did something wrong. And the way Chazal have it is that Yisurin Boyin Olov to be Megin Mipnei HaYisurin, he brings a Korban Oshem Toloi until it's Noida Olov, then he has to bring Korban Chatos. Until it's Noida, he can't be Yotzi de Chovas Chatos. So he brings an Oshem Toloi. There's a very basic premise that's assumed in the fact that when a person ate Sofik Ochal Chelev, Sofik Loy Ochal, that he has to bring an Oshem Toloi. The basic premise is obviously he did something wrong. And the reason why he did something wrong is because he's not allowed to get himself into a Sofik. Now this is what we call the Shas-wide klal of Sofik deraisa l'chumra and Sofik derabonon l'kula. When a person is faced with a Sofik, he walks into a room and on the table, on the counter, there's a piece of meat. He doesn't know if it's chelev or shuman. If he has a Sofik, if it's chelev, he's not allowed to eat the meat. Therefore, if he ate it, he did something wrong. Now, it could be, Rachman al-Tlan, that he actually ate chelev, so he has to bring an Oshem Toloi. But let's say we would say that Sofik Deiraisa Lekula, and he's allowed to, until you know for sure that something is also, you're allowed to eat it. How could we say that a person would be mechuyev to bring a korban? This is a basic premise. And where this premise is important is because the klal of Sofik Deraisa L'chumra, most Rishonim, Tosfos, the Rashba, the Ram, the Ritva, others, assume that Sofik Deraisa L'chumra is true Deraisa, and this is the biggest Raya. Midrabonon, if a person has a Sofik, he's allowed to be Mekel. There's again a lot of different areas in Halacha, the Moshul. Somebody doesn't know if he benched. He doesn't remember if he benched. So if he's chayv b'chus amosim deraisa, he ate kdei svir, so then he has to bench sofik deraisa l'chumra. If he's only mechuyv b'chus amosim derabonon, he didn't eat kdei svir, so then he won't be mechuyv to bench. Or a woman who's not mechuyv b'chus amosim deraisa will not be mechuyv to bench if she has a sofik. Now, the problem is that the Rambam and the Ravid seemingly as well hold the famous shitza Rambam that sofik deraisa l'kulo. It's only midrabonon that Sofik deraisa l'chumra. But on a deraisa level, you'd be allowed to eat a piece of chelev if it's on the table and you have a sofik, not a piece of chelev. If you have a sofik, if it's chelev or shum, you would be allowed to eat it. That being said, how could we say that a person is mechuyev in Oshem Toloi? The Shmaitzer, this is the first chelek of Shev Shmaitzer, Shmaitzer Aleph, deals extensively with this kasha. And then Echanamin, the Shmaitzer says that it's only because we paskin that if the piece of meat was on the table, that there would not be an Oshem Toloi. The Oshem Toloi is only when there's actually two tzedonim b'fonenu. There's a Sofik Chelev, Sofik Shuma. There's two pieces mixed together. It's Ikva Yisura. There's two tzedonim on the table in front of us. B'chi ha'gam netaka Sofik deraisa l'chumro, the Rambam's maskim. And that's the case of Oshem Toloi. And Fakir, that is itself the machloikis between the Amiroim, maybe even Tanoim, in the Brises about this din. And the way we paskin, Sofik Ovel Chelev, Sofik Loy Ochal, the only time Yechayev Echiyev Chatos, I'm sorry, Echiyev Oshem Toloi, is only if it's Ikve Surev, it's Chatichachas, Mishnei Chatichos, and in that case, Taka Sofik Deraisa Luchum. So now let's learn the Mishnah. If you Taka have the Sofik, Vafilo Ochal, let's say he definitely ate. Sofik yesh boy kashir. This is sofik if he ate a kezayis. Sofik shein boy. Sofik if he didn't eat a kezayis. This case will also have to be where it's ikvei surah. Either we'll say that that the Ikva Sura over here is that there was a piece in front of us that was definitely a kezayis, and he has a suffix, how much of it did he eat? So the suffix chelev, the kezayis of chelev, was definitely b'fonenu. And you have to say over here that there was two pieces. He thought that it was shumon, and that's what he ate. If, let's say, he ate a piece of meat, and he knew it was chelev, and he ate from it without knowing if he ate a kezayis. So since we pass in Chotze Sheos Menatari, he was definitely over an Issa Deraisa, we would not consider him a Shoigig, it's considered a Mazid. The Mephoshim speak this out, that's considered a Mazid, even though it's only a Mazid, Lagabi Pochas Mekashir, but it's definitely not called a Shoigig for him to be able to bring a Korban Chatos or a Korban Oshim. So Meli can't get a Kapor. So what we're talking about over here is there's a suffix if he had the piece that was a kezayis, so it's a suffix whether he ate a kezayis, but he thought that he was eating shuman, or there was a tzad that he was eating shuman. Tosfos Yom Tov brings a davar mechudesh from Tosfos that we're not talking about two different cases. There's a suffix chelev, suffix shuman, and minei ubei in the suffix chelev, there's a suffix whether the piece of chelev, even the one that was chelev, is a kezayis or not. So it's really whether his chayiv malchus is a svek sveka. So even though it's only a svek sveka, normally b'chol ha'terah kula a svek sveka is mutter. L'cha'oira, a svek sveka being mutter, b'chol ha'terah should say over here that he's definitely not chayiv, because it's a svek sveka, that should paskin that he's not chayiv achatos. Tosfos l'maisa holds not that way. The other rishonim, the Rambam, doesn't learn that way. Rashi doesn't learn that way. The Rav doesn't bring it that way. It's just the tzad of Tosfos that's brought in the Tosfos Yom Tov. Seems that all the other Rishonim don't hold that way. You have to know what the imik of this machlokes is. Now, the Mishnah explains a lot of what we just said. Chelev and Shuman lefonov. You have two pieces in front of you, and they're mixed up. One's chelev, one's Shuman. Ochel zecher mehem. Ve'en yedua ezim em ochel. He doesn't know which one he ate. Or, if it's not a piece of chelev, it could be by two women, Shailov Bia of Chayev Krisus. Ishtei v'achoyse ima babayis. Again, this is your chaticha achas mishtei chaticha, is the way we mentioned. According to the other sheet in the Braisa, the chiev of Oshem Toloi would be, even if it's not chaticha achas mishtei chaticha, we said that we don't hold that way l'aloch. We said the Rambam's din of Sovek deraisa l'kula is Toloi in that. But the Mishnah certainly speaks out the stomiest of the case of chatichas mishtei chatichas. So the other way by Biyos Asuris is ishtei v'achoyso ima babayis. There are two women over here. Shogag, he was bo ba'achas mehen. Ve'en yedua be'ezim mehem shogag. He doesn't know which one. Shabbos v'yoyim choyl v'osim alocha b'achasam. This is an interesting case. Where's your chatichas mishtei chatichas on a suffix if it was ben hashmoshes and he doesn't know if it's Shabbos or not? The Shabbos v'yoyim chol, that's your shtei chatichos. Ve'en yedua be'ezim em oso. Maybe oshem tolu. Here as well, there's an interesting machlokes. If we need to make Shabbos and chol to shtei tzadim, so that you look at the Tosfos Yom Tov, he brings down from Tosfos that the only case that's considered ikva yisura of chatichos m'shtei chatichos is only ben hashmoshes of motzi Shabbos. There's a ben hashmoshes of motzi Shabbos to Sunday, and the Shiloh, since the Shabbos is here before Nenu, it's considered there is a piece of Chelev, so to speak, the Aveira before Nenu, plus there's the other Tzad. But what happens if it's Friday afternoon? So you have a Suffolk Friday, maybe it's Shabbos. The Shabbos is maybe here, maybe not. There's no Vade before Nenu. So well, that's not Ikvi Echud. It's not Chatichach Smashte Chatichach. It's not Ikvi Yisura. So there wouldn't be a Chiva of Shoshim Tolui. Other Rishonim hold no. Since we know that every Friday is followed by Shabbos, that's b'fanenu, because on the calendar, there's two tzadim. That's the Machlokes Rishonim over here. Mishnah Beis. Kishem shemochal chelev v'chelev behelem echos, en echayv alachat asachas. If a person, Rachman, someone would eat one sandwich, or even not one sandwich, he keeps on eating, and he eats later in the meal, he eats chelev, and it's behalom ha'achas, so even if it's not one meal, even if it's later in the day, he didn't know. There was a whole chunk of meat in the fridge. He didn't know there was chelev. He ate. And the next day, a week later, he ate from the same chunk without knowing that it's chelev. It's all one halama. Kacha loy hoida shelohen eni mevi ala oshem achas. On the yedia of the chelev, also he can only bring one oshem tolu. That means the same way when he finds out, and he finds out, he made a mistake. There's a whole chunk of meat that was put in the fridge. He thought that it was Shuman, it's Chalev, he brings one Chatos, one mistake, one Yediyah. So on the state of E Yediyah, and he ate three times from a piece, there's a bunch of pieces of meat in the fridge, and he ate three times, and he has one big suffix on everything that's in the fridge. If it's Chalev or Shuman, he could only bring one carbon. He's only Chayv one carbon. However, Im Hoysi Yediyah Ben Itayim, he finds that in between that he was nichshal in a sofik way of chatichas mishtei chatichos, and he ate something that was maybe chelav rachman l'tzlon k'shem shu maybe chatas al kol achas va'achas. The same way, if he'd find out for sure he ate chelav, he'd bring a carbon. Then he forgot again that the meat in the fridge was really chelav, and he ate a piece again. He'd bring a second carbon when he finds out that he forgot and he remembered a second time. So if he remembers and he realizes that he ate a chatichach mishtei chatichis, it's chal on him, the chayv asashim toloi. And then he forgets, and a day later he eats again, and then he finds out that it's a sofik, that he ate a chatichach mishtei chatichis of chelev shumon, kachu mevi asashim toloi akolachas v'achas. Each one is the yediyah of the sofik. That's the chiddush over here, is that the yediyah of the matzav of sofik that he ate from is the same thing as the yediyah of vaday legabi korban chatos. Kishem, Shem Ochal Chelev Dam Venoise Pigul Behelam Achos. There was a whole plate full of different cuts of meat, and he was Nichshol Akman Atzlan Kama Yisurois Chamurois Sheyesh Bem Koros. Chelev Dam Noise Pigul. These are the four Achilois that are Bekrisus. Doesn't mention Chometz because that doesn't go together. It's not cut from the same animal, literally. It's a piece of bread, not a piece of meat. Chayiv al kol achas v'achas. In that case, he'd be chayiv on each one of those cases. Each one is a separate halama. We had this in the beginning of the Masechta, that each separate aveira is a separate halama, even though maybe he ate from the same bowl and he ate all four. Kach aloi hoyda lohen. Maybe oshem tolui al kol achas v'achas. The same idea. Each sofik of I yediyas, whether he ate chelev or shumon, dam or not dam, noisor or kotchen that was mutter, pigul or kotchen that was kosher, each one is a sofik and each one's mechayiv a separate oshem tolui. Now, chelev and noisor lefonov. Let's say he had a piece of chelev and noisor, and he thought that both of them were mutter. Let's say he ate one of them. He knows for sure that now that he was nichshol achman l'tzlan chayv krisus. Or let's say you have a case of ishto nido v'achoyse im b'bayis. There are two women. He was definitely born one of them. Either it was his wife in the state of nidus, or it was achoysoi. Shogag ba'achas mehem. He definitely was nichshol. V'ein yidu be'ezim shogag. He's definitely chayv. A third case. Shabbos v'yom kippurin. Yom Kippur that year fell out on a Sunday. In our calendar, Yom Kippur can't fall out on a Sunday or a Friday, but in the times of the Beis HaMikdosh. So he had one or the other. He's not sure which one he did a melocha on. The Osa melocha, Ben Hashmoshes, he did either Matzah Shabbos or Friday afternoon. Ve'en yedu be'ez mehem osa, he doesn't know which one he did it. Reb Lezer mechayiv chatos, because there's a vada here. There's a yediyah. The yediyah is, Rachman son, that he ate something, or he did something, which is mechayev a carbon. He was nichshon chayev krisus. Rabbi Yeshua Poiter, the idea that the Torah talks about chatosa asher chotobo, that on the idea has to be asher chotobo. He has to have the idea of that aveiro. Amar Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi comes with a little bit of pashonus over here in the machlokes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Realize Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua are G'doyle Hador Harishan after Churban Bayis. Rabbi Yosi is a Talmud Rabbi Akiva 2 days later. And very often we have that in the Mishnayis, that the later Tanoim come to be Mefarish, the parameters of a Machlokes of the earlier Tanoim. So Rabbi Yosi Tainis, the Tanakama we just read, brought down the Machlokes of Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua in the way we just explained it. Rabbi Yosi says, no, Lo Nechleku, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua only argued, Al Ha'oisim Melocha Ben Hashmoshes, or rather, they never argued on somebody who did Melocha ben Hashmoshes, Sava ben Hashmoshes over here, either Shabbos or Yom Kippur, where he knows that he did one of the two, but he doesn't know which one. That for sure should potter. Shani yoyme mitzas melocha osa me'ayyome mitzas lamocha. Think about it. The same way it's a possibility he did it Friday, which was Yom Kippur, or he did it Shabbos, which was Shabbos. It's also possible that he did half the Malach on Friday, half on Shabbos. If you have a Suffolk, which day it was, you could have a Suffolk maybe like this, like that. So Meli is not Chayim on either one. That's Pashut, that if a person did a half a Malacha on Friday of Yom Kippur and a half a Malacha, let's say, Koisiv, which is Koisiv Shte Oisiyos, or any other Malacha, let's say, Hoitzo has an Akira Vahanocha, he did one on one day, one on the other day, he would not be Chayim. He didn't do a full Malacha on either one. Valma Nechleku, where was the Machlaikis? He did it in the middle of the day, not Ben Hashmoshes. And he doesn't know which day it was. Or he did a melacha on one of the days. Or he did it either on Shabbos Yom Kippur. He knows which day he did it, but he doesn't know what he did. He knows he did something. He doesn't know if he carried, or if he planted, or if he cooked. So there's no yediyah brura, but he knows for sure that he did something, Rahman al-Slam, which is chayv ha-karbon. On that, even though it's not yediyah lachalutin, Reb Elazar mechayv, chatos v'Reb Yeshua poter. Now, even though we said before, Tanakam with Reb Yossi, it's hard to argue with Reb Yossi's point. It's a pashut point. That way he did it, and it's a possibility of also mehayyim umiktsosa lamacha that you'd be potter, lukuli alma. And the truth to be told, that the lashon in the Mishnah, Omer Reb Yossi, is a lashon of clarification, not a lashon of Reb Yossi Omer, as if he's arguing. So the pashtus is that Reb Yossi is just clarifying. Lamaisa, there is an interesting point to make here, dafka levishit Reb Yossi, and that is that when you learn the Sugya Ben Hashmoshes in Shabbos Daf Lamed Daled, Reb Yossi's Shita himself is that Ben Hashmoshes is not a time span. Ben Hashmoshes is Keheref Ayin, and there is no time on the clock of Ben Hashmoshes. There's 1 second, yeah, 1 second, not. How could a person do a Malacha during Ben Hashmoshes? So you have to explain, according to Reb Yossi, there's the Faket, that's the Suffolk, that maybe he did 1 second was Friday, 1 second was Shabbos. According to the other sheet in the Gemara over there, Ben Hashmoshes has a certain amount of time. It's the hiluch of 3/4 of a mil, which is 13 1/4 minutes, which is the way we pass. According to the Gro, the sheet Sagoinim from Shkia until 13 1/4 minutes after Tzeis. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, it'll be, let's say, from 58 3/4 minutes until 72, let's say. That'll be Ben Hashmoshes. So then it's possible that he did the whole thing Ben Hashmoshes, not Miktsas on one day and Miktsas on the other day. Vinishvi, he'll be potter. Amr Reb Yehuda, Poitre Hayu Reb Yeshua Af Me'oshem Tolui. He makes one last point. And that is that the Chiyuv Oshem Tolui is on a Sofik whether there was an Averu, not a Suffolk, which Averu. So if you're stuck in this twilight zone of Ivadai didn't Averu, the Shaila is which one, that according to Reb Yeshua, there won't be a Chiyuv Chatos, then there also won't be a Chiyuv Hashem Tolev. Not going to be stuck. Okay, there's no Chiyuv Chatos, but there's at least a Chiyuv Hashem Tolev. There's neither. That's Reb Yehuda's Hesofa on this day.